Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center presents Doc Talk, an informative health series educating our community on the services provided at Peace Health. We will begin with our host, George Henry, after these messages.
With flu season just around the corner, now is the prime time to schedule your annual flu shot. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control recommend that everyone aged 6 months and older, and especially older adults, get vaccinated against the flu. Peace Health Medical Group in Florence has adult and pediatric flu shots available. Call 541-997-7134 to make an appointment for your flu shot today. It only takes a minute and helps protect you, your family, and the community this flu season. So call 541-997-7134 today.
I am a two-time breast cancer survivor and a big believer in mammograms. I do think they are very important. As a cancer survivor, the journey can be very difficult, but with the right people by your side, anything is possible.
At Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center, you have access to advanced technology and mammogram screenings with enhancements to ensure your comfort. Request your appointment today at peacehealth.org/yes-mamma, because beating cancer is our mission.
On this edition of Doc Talk, I have the pleasure of speaking with Susan Walters, who is the manager at Home Health and Hospice. She's also an RN. And we have Donna Becker. She's from Palliative Care. She's the program coordinator and social worker there. How are you ladies doing today?
We are doing well.
Doing very well, thank you.
Now, when this airs, it may not be raining, but it's been a little bit blustery out there today. So thank you for making it here.
Absolutely.
Yes, thank you.
Susan, I've talked with you before a little bit about the home health and hospice mm-hmm. and that. But we kind of want to talk about meeting patient care needs, talk about, what to do. Well, discharge plans, I guess that would be more of the hospital kind of side of it, wouldn't it, as opposed to home health and palliative care. So let's start where you guys are most comfortable with, and that's palliative care and home health. Mm-hmm. Since we last spoke, is there anything new that you guys have been working on as far as the home health issue has been going?
Is that a loaded question?
Where to begin?
Well, we're getting a new electronic medical record that will be integrated entirely with our hospitals. So we're very excited about that.
This is sort of the wave of the future, right?
This is how
everybody's going.
Yes. Yeah.
How much more is that? Is it more work to get it set up and then it becomes easier to use? Is that kind of how that
yes.
goes?
Yeah. So one of the things we're most excited about is it will integrate our health records with Donna's, her palliative care work, mm-hmm. with the hospital's work. So they can see our notes. We can see theirs with the primary care providers or specialists within Peace Health that our shared patients follow. So, yeah, we're very, very excited about that coming.
How does this compare to, I want to say the old days, which was probably yesterday, mm-hmm. but how does this compare to, keeping handwritten charts and kind of keep track of everything and then getting that information to everybody else? I mean, how much more difficult was it when it was all like handwritten based?
Oh, golly. Well, I think our time is just so different now, too. So what one of the things this new way of keeping records and communication with providers will work is, for example, if one of our clinicians is in a patient home and has a new finding and needs to maybe get orders or report a change with a condition to a physician, it can all happen quite immediately within the medical record and So I think it helps care be coordinated. It helps us all be on the same page with each other, and it helps with speed and ease of access. So,
how does it work with having more individual time with each patient? Does that create a better window of opportunity there, or is it that totally separate from this?
Right. Well, I think the way of home health is home health is off, and I might be answering your question through the side door, George. So
that's fine.
If I get too far off the road, let me know. But home health is asked to come in when there's been some sort of change in condition or something that would benefit from stabilizing, and so. We're not a long-term plan, but a transition plan, often from out of a hospitalization or when there's a new diagnosis or some sort of trauma. So that allows us to come in, create a very individualized plan of care for the patient. And I think maybe that's where I can join with your question here, is that the plan of care is very focused on what are the patient's needs, what do we need to do to prevent rehospitalization, to promote health, and to allow an individual, a person, to remain as independent as possible, as safe as possible in their current setting. So we're really sort of focused in that very individualized way, in collaboration sometimes with the palliative care program, with Donna's work, with the physician, with other ologists that might be involved.
Donna, with palliative care, just sort of reintroduce me again to it. I know it's more of an end-of-life thing, correct? I mean,
Not necessarily. So people can be on palliative care for a very long time. So we're a pretty new program in Florence. We've been up and running for about 3 years now. But basically, we fill that gap between serious life-limiting illness and hospice. So that could be years, right? We have patients on service for the whole time that we've been up and running, for 3 years. So it can be a very long period of time, but we're just trying to address the support needs of the folks that have some sort of serious life-limiting illness.
What are some of the common things that arise in the palliative care aspect of the health of a patient? I mean, obviously, it depends on, you know, what their issue is, what they're dealing with on a personal mm-hmm. and on a physical mm-hmm. level. What are some common things that you guys have to deal with on a regular
Good
basis?
Question. So not in addition to the physical, making sure that we're addressing physical symptoms in a timely manner, I think that's key, is that we're available pretty quickly to address needs. But we're addressing it holistically. So I always tell folks that this is much more than just a physical journey. This is a spiritual, this is an emotional, a psychological journey. So we're trying to address those needs with an interdisciplinary team. So we have a chaplain, we have a social worker, we have an amazing group of volunteers, we have a part-time nurse, we work pretty closely with the mobile integrated healthcare worker. So we're just trying to piece together this team to meet the needs of our patients.
Now, if my recollection is correct, I'm going to say this probably maybe out of some ignorance, but the holistic aspect of medicine has been something that has been more recent in the last, say, decade perhaps, where it's become, we find that patients can get better healing when more than just the physical aspect is done with it. Mm-hmm. How far has that come in the last 10, 20 years?
Oh my gosh. I think we've come a long way. I still think we have a long way to go. One of my other famous sayings is, I think as a society, we do death very badly. Like we don't embrace that as well as we should.
Well, you say we've come a long way, but we have a long way to go. With my limited knowledge of how doctors are trained, nurses, please forgive me, doctors that are listening out there, nurses tend to be more holistic in nature because of their training versus doctors who are, okay, I've got to learn to mm-hmm. do this, do that, and do that because this is the way medicine takes care of kidney disease, or this is the way medicine takes care of heart disease. So how is the conjoining of the two philosophies been? Has it been easy? Has it been a retraining on both the physician and the RN's part, or social worker's part? Nobody wants to tackle this. Is this a dangerous subject here?
Well, I know for a fact that physicians in training don't get a lot of education about how to talk to people at end of life or to have some of those serious conversations. I also don't think that providers necessarily get a lot of time to have those conversations with patients in the clinics. I think that's what I love most about palliative care, is that we have time. And I think that's what patients need, is when me and Dr. Kerner go out and see a patient, we can sit with them for an hour or two to talk about goals of care and discuss next steps. So I think there's a big shift in our society to add palliative care programs in all communities, and I think that says a lot about our society's efforts to move towards a more holistic approach to care.
I'm speaking with Susan Walters, who is an RN and the manager of Home Health and Hospice, and Donna Becker, who is the program coordinator and social worker at palliative care at Peace Health Peace Harbor Hospital. We'll be back in just a second. With flu season just around the corner, now is the prime time to schedule your annual flu shot. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control recommend that everyone aged 6 months and older, and especially older adults, get vaccinated against the flu. PeaceHealth Medical Group in Florence has adult and pediatric flu shots available. Call 541-997-7134 to make an appointment for your flu shot today. It only takes a minute and helps protect you, your family, and the community this flu season. So call 541-997-7134 today.
I am a two-time breast cancer survivor and a big believer in mammograms. I do think they are very important. As a cancer survivor, the journey can be very difficult. But with the right people by your side, anything is possible.
At Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center, you have access to advanced technology in mammogram screenings with enhancements to ensure your comfort. Request your appointment today at peacehealth.org/yes-mama because beating cancer is our mission.
On this edition of Doc Talk, I'm speaking with Susan Walters, who is the manager of Home Health and Hospice. She's also an RN. Donna Becker is from Palliative Care. She's a program coordinator and social worker. Now, we were talking a little bit about sort of the education aspect of doctors and nurses and what they are more comfortable doing. And there is some crossover in training. And Peace Health, you said off the air, is sort of doing their part to train doctors in a more holistic nature as well. Is that correct?
Well, I think it's...
Or at least when it comes to how to talk to patients.
Absolutely. And I think Donna, spoke to that just a moment ago, that we must be having, as physicians, nurses, all clinicians, providers, conversations with patients to understand their goals for care, and that these conversations of goals of care should happen throughout the lifespan, beginning even in the teen years, and because developmentally, and it's going to change. We do grow and change. Our goals of care may grow and change. As if chronic illnesses become an issue with aging, goals of care may change. And so those very transparent conversations early in the adult life with one's physician, I think, help us identify how to best care for our patients, those in our care, and make sure that their wishes are that we're gearing our care to their goals.
Well, I say, mm-hmm. and I hate to use this word, in the old days, but mm-hmm. yet it's probably applicable. In the old days, people went to their doctor and they said, "Doctor, what do I need to do?" Mm-hmm. And I think what you're talking about, Susan and Donna, maybe you can speak on this a little bit, is the new patient or the new patient model is, "Doctor, this is what I need." And the doctor then goes, "Okay, well, this is how we can achieve that." Is that kind of what we're talking about here?
I think so.
I
yeah.
think so. Yeah.
Absolutely.
And oftentimes our patients need some guidance because they're not clinicians.
Right.
Some guidance through that conversation. And that's, you know, what Donna's team does. It's what our team does.
And for us, it's really about taking the time to find out what's important for our patients mm-hmm. and then gearing our plan of care towards what is important to them.
In the palliative care aspect, I'm guessing for the most part these patients are older in age.
About over 50% of our population is over 86.
How long have you been working in palliative care?
3 years.
3 years. So you might not know the model of how patients were 20 years ago as far as that goes there. What are you seeing are you seeing anything that strikes you as really cool about how the patients are today as far as what they're dealing with versus maybe you've had experience in your past life with other people dealing with that. Is there a difference today with a generation that's dealing with these issues now?
In regards to dealing with serious illness?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, I think people are much more proactive in regards to what they want in their plan of care. I think people are having more conversations with their loved ones about what they want, which I think is so key, right? Because if your family members and loved ones don't understand, they're not going to understand your decisions in the future, right? So having those conversations has been key, and palliative care teams help facilitate as well as home health and hospice. I mean, that's our role, is to be there to help facilitate those conversations.
As a social worker, can you have conversation with family members to help them understand what their relative or what their parent or loved one might want?
Absolutely. I'll give you an example fresh in my mind. We have a recent patient, pretty sick. Family, it was all like, let's do everything, life support, CPR, all of it, and we want her to live as long as possible. When you sit down and you have a conversation with them about the realistic realizations of what CPR might do or what that might look like and what life support might look like for those folks, that gives them pause. They take a step back and they're able to make more informed decisions, which is, I think, our goal as a team is for people to make informed decisions. We hold no attachment to what decisions those are. It's just making sure they're making informed decisions.
Well, I think most of us want a long life, but I think more of us want a quality of life in that period of time. And I think when you take away the quality of life, and maybe you can explain that to a loved one, they sit there and go, because it's been our philosophy, especially in America, let's make them live as long as they possibly can, no matter what the cost, no matter what the issues it causes with the patient. And that's probably an old way of thinking, maybe.
And dying has been so institutionalized historically that most people have a lot of unrealistic expectations of what maybe CPR looks like or what life support looks like and what the results of those things could be.
And I imagine that the older you are, the more damage and more danger comes from something like CPR. Because you have physical damage, you know,
absolutely,
with weakened bones or anything or something like that, that could cause other problems as you go into it.
Yeah,
talking with Susan Walters, who manages home health and hospice with Peace Health, Peace Harbor Hospital. She's also an RN. Donna Becker is from Palliative Care Program Coordinator and Social Worker. And we'll talk more in just a minute on this edition of Doc. With flu season just around the corner, now is the prime time to schedule your annual flu shot. The U.S. Centers for Disease Control recommend that everyone aged 6 months and older, and especially older adults, get vaccinated against the flu. Peace Health Medical Group in Florence has adult and pediatric flu shots available. Call 541-997-7134 to make an appointment for your flu shot today. It only takes a minute and helps protect you, your family, and the community this flu season. So call 541-997-7134 today.
I am a two-time breast cancer survivor and a big believer in mammograms. I do think they are very important. As a cancer survivor, the journey can be very difficult, but with the right people by your side, anything is possible.
At Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center, you have access to advanced technology in mammogram screenings with enhancements to ensure your comfort. Request your appointment today at peacehealth.org/yes-mamma, because beating cancer is our mission.
Speaking with Susan Walters, who's an RN and over at hospice, and she also manages the home health and hospice there. Program coordinator and social worker Donna Becker is from palliative care. In the Peace Health, Peace Harbor model now, in the past, and not just with our hospital here, but hospitals around the nation, there was sort of a separation going on for each individual aspect of care. Now, you guys are talking about a new creative model within Peace Health that is sort of blowing that all up. Talk a little bit about the idea of everyone kind of working together now. Who wants to take a stab first at that?
I can take a stab
okay.
at that. I'm kind of new here to Florence and have been so impressed by the collaboration that has been invited and the progressive model that we've got going out here to support this community. So, for example, our patients, Donna's program, our program, the hospital, we're really serving so many of the same patients and sort of handing them off to each other. And so We've integrated our interdisciplinary team conferences, so we're inviting each other to those conferences. When we have a patient that is active in one program and transitioning to another, we're having real conversations to hand that patient off in a really warm and collaborative integrated way. We attend the discharge planning meetings at the hospital. So when a patient's getting ready to discharge the hospital, we're having a conversation with the physician, the discharge planner, the therapists that have been following that patient, so that we know what to expect. How did this patient leave the hospital? Who's the family contact? We have that information ready to go. So it's highly, highly collaborative and a very progressive model. And we were also talking about Wendy, our community mobile health worker, funded by the Peace Health Foundation, who works for Lane County Ambulance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Western Lane Ambulance. And so she, even if for some reason there will be a day between a hospital discharge and when home health admits, or a palliative care patient that maybe needs a home visit but doesn't quite qualify for home health or hospice, Wendy is sent out to go see that patient and check on them, make sure do they have their medications, or how maybe get some lab work or whatever. So it's a very collaborative, progressive model. It's exciting.
On a separate level now, I want to get a little more on a personal level here. This is an older community, obviously, mm-hmm. And you know, how is it for you as a social worker? How is it for you as a person who works with palliative care patients to deal with death on a regular basis? I always wondered how intense that is for your psyche to do that. Is that something that you've come to grips with?
That's a great question. Mm-hmm. I've been doing, so prior to my palliative care work, I was in hospice for 10 years. So I have lots of experience with death and dying. And I feel like death doesn't always have to be bad, right? There can be a good death. There is such a thing as a good death. We are all mortal. We're all going to die. So I think preparing ourselves for that is super important. So I've had enough exposure, and I've seen enough, I think, good deaths to know that it's okay, and I don't struggle with that.
And I guess that when you say good death, I guess that's easier than, say, an accident victim who is in the prime of their life and then they're gone. I think I spoke about my friend who's a urologist, and I had talked to him one time about that. He says that's the most difficult thing, is someone that's not necessarily supposed to go.
Right.
And that's the hard part. Trauma. But when you're dealing with an aging population, it's a conversation that you probably have on a regular basis.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
And I think that's the gift of palliative care, is that we start where they're at, right? And we can work with them and help educate them and help them make informed decisions and move them wherever they want to go.
Same question. I mean, is it something that you have come to grips with as far as on how to deal with that with yourself, not mm-hmm. necessarily with the patients, but in your own life?
Yeah. I think I would echo what Donna says. You know, I think as with more exposure, we normalize this as part of life. Death is part of life. And yes, of course, those young or traumatic deaths are, we do require some time to retreat, to maybe meet with our chaplain or our social worker and get support, or time to reflect. And that's also part of the richness of this work, is to be able to meet those we serve in such a deep and reverent way. And maybe that's a little far out to say, I don't know, but I think it's very special work. And so I think that there's honoring and respect for that.
And I imagine that when someone has come to grips with their own mortality, and maybe not joyously, but maybe with some joy mm-hmm. in their life, knowing that it's probably fulfilling for you guys too, because then you're seeing that their hope is, you know, is later on, mm-hmm. and you guys don't sit there and go, oh, well, you know, I'm worried about this person, because they've already come to grips mm-hmm. with it.
Right.
Fair estimation there.
Fair. Yep.
Yeah, I think so.
So what you talked about the new charting, or it's not charting, but it's the new electronic
medical record.
Medical record. What else is coming down the line? Do we have anything else coming down the line that you know of, or any kind of new cool stuff that the hospital's getting?
I don't know a lot about what's going on within the hospital. Palliative care.
We were supposed to have somebody. Melissa was supposed to be.
Yes, she was supposed to speak about that. Palliative care is always growing. We just added a physician assistant to our team because of the huge demand for palliative care in this community. So Emily Pfaff is now on our team. We're hoping to have a nurse within the next 6 months or so, fingers crossed. So we're growing. The demand is there, hoping to meet the patient needs in the community.
All right. Well, thank you both for being here. I think we ate up a lot of the time. That's good. We did that, and we didn't have Melissa's input, but we'll get her another time.
Okay.
We'll bring her in there.
It's like a plan.
Thank you for both being
here.
Good.
Thank you, George.
You have been listening to Doc Talk, presented by Peace Health Peace Harbor Medical Center. For more information on the program and services provided, visit peacehealth.org.